Today in Haiti, that country's rebels have reportedly seized the country's second-largest city, which is called Cap Haitien. Those forces are opposed to President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, and they have now driven government police away from most of the northern section of the country. We're joined now by NPR's Martin Costi, who's in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. And Martin, what's happening in the north?
It sounds like these insurgent groups came up from their main base of operations in the central part of the country and attacked the city of Cap Haitien by road. It sounds like the initial attack was against the airport. Several deaths were reported there, and then what happened was they went after the police station, which is their normal way of going about this. Whenever they hit a town, they go straight for the police station. In this case, as they have done before, they burned it down and released the prisoners, and the police fled.
We did say it's the second largest city in Haiti. How important is it?
Well, it certainly isn't any sort of a strategic advance towards the capital. It's in the opposite direction. It's the northern end of the country, and the capital's here in the south. But it's very important psychologically. Now the government pretty much only has Port-au-Prince and depopulated areas and towns in the south. So it's a big blow.
And we're reading quotes from the rebels saying that they're going to be in Port-au-Prince by tomorrow. And you've been reporting there's no Haitian army. So is that possible? And what's there to stop them?
Well, there aren't that many rebels. There's an estimated 200 to 300 who are well-armed to some degree and who can be counted on as a cohesive force. At least that's what most estimates say. So the question really is, how do they capture a city of 2.5 million? And it looks like their tactics so far are based on psychological warfare, rumors, fear, and going specifically after the police. If they try that in Port-au-Prince, they may pull it off, but it certainly wouldn't be a traditional military conquest of the city.
Okay, that's NPR's Martin Costi in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Martin, thanks very much.
Thank you.